We've seen a lot of really bizarre stories about hacks. They're just so commonplace in different retailers and Dunkin' Donuts. But this thing with Starwood's unbelievable. 500 million people may have had had data discovered, and 327 million of the Starwood customers through Marriott had their name, mailing address, phone number, date of birth, gender, and passport number. I don't know when this stops, but if it's ever going to stop, I know who's going to do it, and that's Bill Connor. He's been watching these things for a long time. He's the CEO of SonicWall, which actually has spent 27 years fighting this sort of thing in 215 different countries, and he's joining us right now.
Hey, David.
You're not here to declare victory, I assume, because this stuff is still happening.
Another casualty on the road.
But it is. But how does it? But this is 2018. How does this keep happening?
There is no silver bullet, David. Unfortunately, there's so many ways in, and this one happened in 2014.
But, this is Marriott and Starwood. This is our giant corporate. This is not like little Gus's Cafe.
Well, I think the interesting two points here is it started in 2014, and it's just now really big public, and there was an acquisition in there.
Evidently, you're right. They said it went on for
it's
4 years.
Yeah, it's Starwood. So, I think the timing of this is interesting and how long it's happened. I think it's going to change in the M&A world, because when you're acquiring an asset, what assets are you acquiring? What liabilities? This is a new order in terms of things you got to look at now in M&A as well.
But, one thing I've learned from you over the years, you said, you're going to get hacked, and it's whether you know it. I mean, the companies either know it or they don't know it, but they've been
That's
hacked.
Right.
But so you said, but I thought you put up firewalls, so that the idea is that if you got in here, it was like a rat trap or something.
Yeah.
You couldn't get to the rest
of
the...
Well, look, we're...
They got to everything.
Well, we're... Let me give an example. We're one of the global leaders in firewalls. We stop 99% of malware at the firewall. But that leaves 1% or 2% that are unknown 0 days. Now, that sounds pretty good until you put the numbers. Through October this year, there were 9 billion malware attacks. So you put 1% or 2% on that, that's a lot. So what we've had to do is come up with new technologies that will take those unknowns at the firewall and send them off and handle them differently. We've put some new technology. We just got patented, actually, and trademarked called Capture. It has real-time deep memory inspection.
Real-time what?
Real-time memory inspection.
Okay.
And we can now actually stop stuff that has never seen before. We stopped 60,000 already this year of PDFs in offices that no one's ever seen before.
Can you tell who's doing this? Is it the Chinese and the Russians, or is it?
Think of three groups. You've got country states, of course. You've got malware service providers in the deep web that are building the code that others use. And then the weaponization of that comes either through people with a P&L or people that want to extract something besides a P&L, like intellectual property, or create other interests that are not financially oriented.
Well, what do you do? So what do you do with 500 million names? You sell them?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, in different pieces of that are worth different amounts of money. If you look at your credit card information, that's not worth as much anymore as it used to be because you can change it, and we've dealt with that. But if you get your passport information, that's worth a lot. That's worth a lot.
You can really take on it. If you got, Social Security number and passport.
Well, and
passport.
David, you and I did the Office of Management and Budget. Same kind of hack on our own government.
Yeah.
And in that case, they were stealing the same kind of information. Except they were stealing it for classified people, cleared people, their families, their friends. All that information got stolen by country states. So your passport information, the difference of it in a credit card and some of the other stuff, and healthcare information is you can use that at any time. The shelf life of that is not like milk.
No.
It is there for a while, and you can extract it for incredibly more valuable things in terms of loans, cars, houses, tax returns.
Yeah.
And so that is the changing nature. And that's why this thing is so, even for me, look, some of us travel the world, as you know. Half the time I can't come to talk to you because I'm somewhere else in the world staying in some hotel and flying some airline. it is hugely important to me to protect my personal identity. And they have blown that.
I don't know. So the only answer, I guess, is if you could be an island. I mean, if you could have a computer system within your organization only and the outside world couldn't get in there. I mean,
it's an arms race.
It wouldn't connect
David.
To the internet.
No, it's an arms race.
But it has to be.
And I'll tell you, just as long as we've been talking about this, as I don't know how many years, but the next big thing are going to be these chip issues, these side channel attacks on Spectre, Meltdown.
I don't know what that means.
The latest iterations is now you can hack the chips in their infrastructure. There's some holes in it.
And little semiconductor chips? You know?
Correct. Intel processors and the operating systems on those. And now literally they can break into the cloud, they can break into the servers and your laptops. And that, you know, think of ransomware. Ransomware really hit last year. Well, that came out of an exploit out of NSA.
That's where they like tie up your data, your computer, and say, give me $500.
Give me Bitcoin.
Our Bitcoin.
And Bitcoin is the actual preferred medium. So that happened a year ago off an NSA exploit called Eternal Blue that's in Microsoft. Microsoft fixed it in 90 days. But then you got to get everybody in the world to update their software. Within 45 days of that, North Korea created WannaCry. As you turn on more sanctions, guess what? They got Bitcoin.
They got more.
Well, think of the market a year ago, plus for Bitcoin.
But that's the enemy. It's not some bright kid sitting in his mother's basement in Illinois.
That they started, and then once they build that exploit, by the way, the one 45 days after that came from Russia called Petya or non-Petya. Yeah. Well, once you develop it, now it goes into deep web. And it gets weaponized as a ransomware as a service. So think of it as a malware cocktail. So those people aren't going to go rewrite it. They're just going to steal it in the web, pay for it. They get monetization of getting the other pieces, and then they point it to whoever they want to.
So what's the end game? Is there any chance that you could put yourself out of business? That SonicWall is not going to be necessary anymore because people aren't going to be able to hack.
Well, let's just say security in this area is going to be around for a long time. It's only been around 27 years, and that's why we're really excited about some of the new technologies we're doing.
Good.
We're spending a lot of time personally in Washington and the UK and the governments around and with enterprises and small businesses.
Man, it's remarkable.
Well, the good thing, though, you know, at least the current president has issued a cybersecurity directive. And for the first time, something came out of Washington from both Republicans and Democrats unanimously around the National Institute of Standards and Technology, NIST, to protect the small business. That's really awesome because for so long, the government's been focused on critical infrastructure and enterprises and banks and regulation and all that. For the first time, both Republicans and Democrats came together and said, we need a framework for small, medium business. So SonicWall is very engaged on building a framework and helping them build a framework that small business can go to sleep. They don't have money. They don't have the resources. There's 6 million shortage of cybersecurity guys in the world. Small business and their partners can't protect themselves. We got
to
help them.
Yeah, maybe we can get it in. So one last thing. So when you woke up, you see this all the time, a lot more than we know, you know, breaches that we know exist. When you wake up in the morning, you see 500 million people at Marriott with names and addresses and passport numbers and credit card numbers. That must have surprised you.
Well, it more than surprised me. It hurt me personally. Because
Starwood and Marriott. They got your passport. Bill Cotter's the CEO of SonicWall. It's always good to have you with us. Thank you.
Always a pleasure, David.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.